This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important.
Live, you dial toll free to join us on the radio if you want. Our third hour is what we are launching into right now. As Bitcoin, it's been the topic of conversation here for quite a while on Free Talk Live. It's heading up toward the $10,100 level. Not quite there yet, but at $10,082 right now, according to BitcoinAverage.com. Maybe we won't see four-digit Bitcoin ever again after the next couple of weeks. It might dip down a little bit here and there, as it has throughout the day today, but it's just been on an upward trend, and it's been amazing to watch. However, somebody who claims to be from the future, the year 2025, has posted on Reddit a dire warning about what they say is coming in the future in cryptocurrency. We'll share the rest of that warning with you here in moments, but let's go first to Daryl in Austin, Texas, watching us at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I think Bitcoin's going up also because the value of the dollar is going down.
Small business owners
that's a common meme that you see, and it's funny. Like, it's, I forget which meme character it is. It's the guy from Futurama, the Futurama character, and it's like him looking kind of quizzical or concerned, and the headline is like, not sure if Bitcoin going up in value or if the dollar or fiat currency is going down.
But I think that isn't the only reason why it's going down. It may just be one of the reasons why the Bitcoin is going up. I think Bitcoin's going up because it's being accepted.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, there's so many things that's good about Bitcoin. Now,
the dollar is going to go down in value. I mean, there's no doubt about that, but it's not going down in value at the level that the Bitcoin is going up in value, because you can still go out and, you know, buy a house for X, and it's probably not that far off from what you could have bought that same house for last year. Whereas Bitcoin has gone up 1,000%. Will, did you want to jump in? Okay. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, one of my friends on Facebook, I haven't met her person, but we're in the same business together, and she's always posting, hey, Bitcoin's this much, Bitcoin's this much. And I didn't even know she knew about Bitcoin until she started posting that. I was surprised. I'm surprised at the people who do know about Bitcoin, and sometimes surprised about the people who, especially the tech field, who don't know about it. No matter where you've
been, no matter what. Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from. You can't judge a book by its cover when it comes to who might be interested in Bitcoin. I remember when Derek Jay and actually Chris Cantwell, back when he was a libertarian and not a terrible racist, when we were doing Bitcoin outreach at the county fair, and you know, you come across all kinds of people at the county fair. You got old people, you got young people, you got kids, you got families, you got, you know, all kinds of folks, people that are living out in the woods, people that are city dwellers. You got a bunch of folks coming out to the county fair, and given a limited amount of time, given a limited capacity to talk to people at any given time, if I had to choose, I would choose, like, if I only get to talk to one person, and walking toward the booth, I'm the only person at the booth, and walking toward the booth is an elderly person and a younger person, I'm going to pitch the younger person just because they're going to be around longer, and it seems like a younger person might be more receptive to new technology, but you'd be surprised how many older people in retirement age or older are actually genuinely interested in this technology. Whether it's because they want to buy it for their kids as a Christmas present, or because they know they've got some money, they don't trust the banks, like you were talking about, Will. They've been around long enough to know what it's like to get screwed by the banks, and they see this as a way to possibly, you know, earn some more money for their retirement. or their kids' retirement or whatever. Anyway, Daryl, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, also I see that, you know, Alan Greenspan, who had actually helped write articles for one of Ayn Rand's books, has been coming out against Bitcoin.
He has, yeah.
You're bringing out Alan Greenspan out to attack something.
That's a big gun.
Yeah, that's a big gun. Either you know something we don't, which could be, or the fact that they are scared to death of this thing because it's just showing what the problem with these fiat currencies
is. A great starting point.
I mean, if you have a collapse of the dollar and the number of countries that use the dollar as a basis, such as my wife's home country of Uruguay or the Bahamas, and a few other countries like Zimbabwe also use the dollar as a basis, it would completely wreck their economy. And so these guys may be running scared.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Bitcoin, if you think about one of the things that it's done very successfully, is it's given the average person a choice in money. Meaning that your choices previously were all fiat, or you could get gold and silver and hold on to it, because nobody's going to really be able to trade gold and silver in any meaningful fashion unless you're at a libertarian conference or something like that. So the average person couldn't really do anything as far as money. I mean, you can diversify as far as assets. You can have some real estate. You can have stocks. You can have, you know, different investments. But as far as money, the ability to transact business between one person or another, or a store and an individual or whatever, it's always been you use fiat currency or some more convenient supposed version of fiat currency, right? So the actual cash being the fiat currency, or credit cards being a more convenient version, or PayPal. You're still using the government's money, whether you're using the U.S. dollar, whether you're using the British pound, the euro, or the yen, or whatever. Bitcoin was the first other alternative, the first alternative to give people a choice, and not only just any old choice, but a choice that actually devolves power from the old power structures in banking and government down to the individual. And that is, it's hard to really explain to somebody who's maybe brand new to this concept, but you really need to stop for a moment. If you're new to cryptocurrency, stop for just a moment and think about how big of a change that is. For every single, you know, time, last, the generations that are still alive and the generations before them, it's always been government banker money. And now you have a choice. Now you have a choice to take power out of the hands of the government and the bankers and put it in the hands of the people. Every dollar, every euro, every you whatever fiat currency, you name it, every Zimbabwean, whatever they're calling them now, the Venezuelan Bolivar, every single one of those that goes into Bitcoin or another cryptocurrency is one less dollar that the governments have control over. They no longer have control over that money as soon as that transition is made. And that's, I mean,
that's one of the main, like motivators for us at the Malik Center for using cryptocurrency is that, you know that every dollar you spend, our dollars are petro war dollars. So if you are spending greenbacks or whatever paper worthless, you know, fiat that you have in your
blood
pocket,
on your hands.
Yeah, you're supporting the Saudi government because they're involved in the petrodollar. So all the horrible things they're doing in Yemen, all the horrible things they do to women, all of that you are financially contributing to because you're strengthening their state through the petrodollar. Everything our government does, the bombings, the assisting Saudi in oppressing and bombing Yemen, the bombing Pakistan, the dropping bombs on Doctors Without Borders hospitals, all of that comes from the petro war dollar. And every time you spend one, you strengthen it. You help it. You further its ability to continue to do what it does. So what we want to do, like, I've bought almost our entire Islamic library with cryptocurrencies.
It's awesome. Through Save It Purse.
Yeah, almost the we have a children's library. Almost all of that's been cryptocurrencies.
Daryl, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's hard to really explain how big of a paradigm shift. I mean, we're talking about a paradigm shift, meaning that things that were one way, they're now completely different as far as the money situation in the world is concerned. And it's hard to really grasp how important of a change that is, to make it so individuals have control over money and that there's competition within that marketplace, because it's not just Bitcoin. Because if the Bitcoin team screws up the programming of Bitcoin, which arguably it has, even though the price keeps going up, it's not working the way it used to. If the Bitcoin team screws it up, they got 1,000 competitors breathing down their neck right now that would love that top spot.
Bitcoin's the beginning of a type 1 economy.
I want you to tell me what that means coming up here in moments, because that's new to me. Type 1 economy. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want, right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power. And the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Google has all but banned the movie.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
From the Obama administration.
It is
is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
We're talking about the paradigm shift that is Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Johnson's going to tell us a little bit more about that with the Type 1 economy. But first, Johnson, I want you to tell me about how things are going over at libertyminded.com.
Sure. So I've been surprised at the products that are selling. So my circular reasoning of government shirt has been, like, by far and away the most popular shirt.
It's a brilliant shirt.
Well, I mean, I guess.
I liked it.
It's surprising to me. I mean, the designs, I mean, I look at it in terms of design, and it's a busy design. But,
yeah,
I mean,
that's true. It takes a while to read it.
Yeah, it has a lot to say, but I mean, I guess that sort of crazy circular reason, crazy look to the design works for it. But other than that, it's been running along sort of swimmingly.
This is the new website that you put online about a week or so ago, libertyminded.com. It's where not only can you get the official Free Talk Live gear, like hoodies and T-shirts and hats and beanie caps, you can get that stuff. But you can also get new designs, because those are old designs. I mean, we made that logo years ago, some of the clothing itself has been around for a while. But it hasn't been available online for many years. So it's the first time the official Free Talk Live gear is back available online.
And there's still time to order for the holidays.
There certainly is. So get over to libertyminded.com, because that's where you get that cool stuff. And most of it's in either black or yellow, so kind of like the ANCAP colors.
Well, the Free Talk Live stuff.
Right, the Free Talk Live stuff.
Free Talk Live.
That's what I was talking about. Then there's this other stuff that you're talking about, which is more like kind of liberty-oriented stuff, that designs you've come
up with. I'm branching out, and I'm constantly adding products. I'm constantly coming up with ideas. So I've been adding stuff as fast as I can.
How have the sales been as far as, like, cryptocurrency versus, say, PayPal credit card?
Mostly PayPal, surprisingly, so
okay.
far.
All right.
Despite me selling a shirt that says I accept cryptocurrencies,
it's only because he hasn't brought me my hat yet. My ears are still cold.
Are you gonna pay? What are you gonna pay in?
What do you want? You want Vertcoin? You want Litecoin? You want Bitcoin?
He can take a bunch of them too. Like, how many different cryptos did you enable for the site as far as people paying with?
Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ripple, Monero.
You just need to have like a built-in shapeshift.
Well, he's just accepting them natively.
I could do that, but I don't want to shapeshift. I don't want to.
It takes too long. Shapeshift takes too long.
I don't want to shapeshift, and I don't want the fees. I want to accept directly. Yeah. And then I'll just hodl.
So you're not even converting? You're not taking, like, some small little coin and converting it to something you like better? You're going to hold all of them?
I'm holding the ones that I want to accept. I'm not going to, like, deal with the small ones until I, like, if I get requests.
So, like, if say, a caller is like me and they hold, like, 7 or 8 different small ones, and they're like, hey, I've got $50 in Vert coin. They're worth, like,
maybe
$4
if I get
each.
Enough
can I get
people,
a couple hats?
Like, if I see some sort of, like, really good news about Vertcoin, or I see some other people are starting to pick up Vertcoin, then yeah, maybe.
So if it's in demand, or what you perceive as, was it demand? So what's the number one crypto that people are paying with? I mean, even though you said most people are doing PayPal.
Number one being one.
Only one order with crypto so far?
One order with crypto so far, and it's been like...
Wow. Wow. People are holding, right? They don't want to spend it.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest problems with cryptocurrency becoming usable, is that if it goes up in value, then people are like, oh, I'm not spending that.
So what's also interesting is I've had a couple of orders, but, I mean, I've had a lot of people...
Very good.
Put that... I've got a shirt that says... Dash cryptocurrency just got 20% cooler, but the dash behind the dash is a rainbow.
Yeah.
So it's like, so that the dash text is appearing in rainbow, and so it's a reference to My Little Pony, the TV show or whatever.
Oh, I thought it was pro-gay.
Well, you could take it that way if you want to take it that way, but originally it's a My Little Pony reference, because there's a character called Rainbow Dash, so it's just meant to be kind of funny.
Oh, so My Little Pony people will get it as a My Little Pony reference.
So I've
everybody else will think it's just, you know, pro-gay.
But
Dash is pro-gay.
Strange is it's like that's the second most popular shirt in terms of people putting it in their cart and then, like, deciding that they don't want to get it or something. I don't know, but it's, yeah. So it's
that's cool that you get those statistics to know what people put in but don't actually end up completing.
The next step might be to, like, be like, set an abandoned cart email, be like, hey.
I've seen those before.
Yeah, I've got the ability to do it. But I also have to decide, you know...
Is that annoying, or is it helpful?
Yeah, I don't really know. Is it helpful, or is it annoying? And that's kind of what I need to determine, and maybe... I don't know.
Well, you can ask the amplifiers, and then they might tell you what
that's
they
true.
Think about it.
Yeah,
get a little feedback from them. Sometimes the Free Talk Live amps are our sounding boards. Like, hey, we throw out an idea, see if the amplifiers like it, and kind of
maybe I'll just
there.
Make it do an abandoned card email, but put a massive delay on it, like 2 weeks. So that way it's actually just also a reminder email, like, hey.
Come back.
Did you,
So check out libertyminded.com, cool T-shirts, and more. All there, including the Free Talk Live gear. So go and check out the designs and order with whatever payment method you prefer. Now, Johnson, you had said just before we went to break, Bitcoin is the first stage, was it, of a what you call a Type 1 economy.
Right, yes.
And what is a Type 1 economy? That's a term I am not familiar with. I can't say I've ever come across it. Will, have you heard of the Type 1 economy before? So do you happen to know offhand what
it's,
defines that?
It's based on, now I'm frantically...
I was trying to stall there.
So it's based on the Kardashev scale, which is a scale that talks about the energy consumption of a global civilization. So a Type 1 civilization would be a planetary civilization, which can use and store all of the energy which reaches its planet from its parent star. Right? So,
and Bitcoin is a part of that somehow?
Yes.
How come?
So, okay. So,
what's that have to do with
the necessity of energy to create currency?
Yeah.
So,
but it's not sunlight that's mining Bitcoin.
So you have,
it is in China.
So you have a type 1 civilization on the Kardashev scale, right?
Uh-huh.
So a type 1 civilization on the Kardashev scale would basically you need global systems in order to get to a type 1 civilization.
Are you talking about like global government?
Well, global government or no government would be an equally acceptable global government system, right? So, in other words, something that could work on a global scale. So, the internet is the first type 1 communication system.
Okay.
So, it's a global communication system. So, it's the first type 1 civilization aspect that has been developed, essentially.
I mean, there's some countries that don't have
a
lot of internet.
Well, because of government, that's because of pre-Type 1 thinking that has gotten in the way, right? That's interrupting the Type 1 global system.
So because Bitcoin is the first truly international currency, you're saying that's what also qualifies it?
I would think I would qualify it as being a Type 1, you know.
Okay, I'll buy that.
So, you know, and that would probably be, it's probably between the internet and Bitcoin, those are going to be the things that result in, you know, a type 1 governance, you know, a type 1 governance system, which in my opinion is no government.
That would be nice.
That's my opinion of what we're heading towards. That's what we're going to have to head towards, because the idea of a single government structure ruling over the entire planet, to me, is ridiculous. It's not going
to
happen.
Well, and this time traveler, the person claiming to be a time traveler from 2025, posting on Reddit 4 years ago, also believes the government is going to be eliminated, although he claims it's going to be by the year 2025,
right,
which seems a little optimistic, but who knows? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE. 3733. We invite you to join us.
This is a very bad at thinking exponentially.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our...
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What's the inevitable?
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
Hey, Will.
So, you can join us here, bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Daniel's in Albuquerque, listening to KABQ. Hey, Daniel.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Don't be a victim. I was just calling in reference to a previous caller that had called about socialism, and
yeah.
You guys had sort of chuckled about his discussion about USSR and racism and sexism and homophobia, and the theory behind that is that when the working class is no longer divided by capitalists, then your racism will, and sexism and homophobia will diminish, because Cuba has the most inclusive female president or in their government. They have later in life, compared it's, to I think, 46% of their representation is women. Of Kaiser, and Also, and there was a famous black actor who visited the Soviet Union, and he said that it was amazing to see a country where racism basically did not exist. And less insulin
will have to be produced. Well, those are interesting, claims. To me, it doesn't really seem to matter very much if 47% of the state representatives are women. If everybody's starving, I'm not really sure, why that would be valuable in that particular circumstance.
Actually, I'm looking at 2,000 calories a day diet.
Okay, well, I'm looking at a gay publication here called Pink News, and they are discussing Fidel Castro, and it says here homosexuals were viewed as inherently counter-revolutionary, and homosexuality was declared a quote deviation incompatible with the revolution by Castro's regime. LGBT people, particularly gay men, were routinely sent to prison without charge or trial by the state, and in 1965, the regime established prison work camps, known as military units to aid production, where homosexuals, Jehovah's Witnesses, and other undesirables were forcibly sent to weed them out of society. Sounds like a grand, egalitarian, wonderful land. They may as well live in Saudi Arabia.
How does that history turn into this revisionist version of everything was just great for gay folks in the Soviet Union? I mean, come on. Daniel?
The fact that leftism co-opted the gay community.
I don't know specifics about the gay community
Okay. Well, there, you just got a few specifics right there. Will just shared them with you.
Gradually, that's exciting.
Explain, Dr. D'Souza. Do you have anything to say about it?
No, my knowledge is more about racism.
All right, well, let's talk about those things then. So even if what you're saying is true, and I have no reason to believe it, because what I've seen is that when the government tries to force equality between people, you actually get people resenting that. So there are some people who get angry about the fact that the government is taking their, the money that they've earned from them and giving it to other people who they don't believe have earned it. So you may actually be dividing people further by doing something like that. But let's go ahead and grant you what your claim is that everything will just be wonderful, or that people will have less of, because you didn't say everything would be wonderful. You said people would have less of racism or whatever after communism. Let's go ahead and grant you that. The objection that I would have is that even if that were true, even if that ostensible goal were attainable through communism, I still would not support your system because it forces people against their will to participate. Is that what you're talking about when you talk about communism, the way it's always been done, which is to say that everyone must participate in it? See, that's the problem I have, is when you want to use the aggressive force against your neighbor to force them to do something against their will, I don't see how that's going to build anyone's any bridges between people.
Well, not only that, but again, facts and reality have to be weighed into the conversation, and we're back to, real people with real experiences. You have Oscar alias Bissett, who wrote to Coretta Scott King in 1999 discussing the plight of blacks in Cuban society under communism, and he says, the black Cuban has a very low political, economic, and judicial representation in contrast to the numerous prevailing black penal population. Oh, my God, it sounds like America just like it is today. But this is Cuba in 1999.
So recently, Froma's Cuba travel guidebook warns that black female tourists can have a hard time entering hotels and restaurants because they are sometimes mistaken for Cuban prostitutes by the security force.
Sounds real egalitarian there.
Oh, my God.
Daniel, any comments? Go ahead.
To comment about your point about separating people because people resent loss of muscle, their stuff being taken. Why is it that the majority of USSR citizens voted to keep the communist government after your lifestyle, it fell. And get it maximized.
I don't know. I never heard that that before. I don't know if that's true either. Exercise habits. But even if what you're saying is true, I mean, just because a majority of people say something doesn't mean it's right.
Well, we've got a study here that was done by Mark Q. Sawyer called Racial Politics in Post-Revolutionary Cuba. So this is discussing mindsets in Cuba immediately after the revolution and showing that now these revolutionary government is now in power, and still a majority, 58% of white Cubans believed that blacks were, quote, less intelligent than whites, and 69% said they were devoid of decency. So again, we're back to the facts on the ground show that literally everything that you are saying is not true, that it's based on some pipe dream. You know, your sociology professor told you that this is the way things really are, then you just listened. You didn't go out and do the digging yourself. You allowed the thinking to be done for you, no different than any Fox News listener.
Daniel, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Andrew, calling from Detroit. Andrew, are you listening to us on the radio in Detroit?
I am listening to you on iHeartRadio.
Okay, listening online.
Albuquerque.
Okay, you're tuned to KABQ out in Albuquerque. Okay, go ahead with your thoughts. In
looking at all the, I have been following a story originally from the HuffPost about Danny Masterson, formerly of That 70s Show, who was with the Church of Scientology. He has several rape conviction, rape accusers, and this is not being covered very well at all, especially with the stance that Netflix took against Kevin Spacey. I'm wondering, I'm new to listening to your show, and I'm wondering if you've covered this and where it's going.
So we haven't been talking in detail about the various different names that have been coming out of Hollywood. We certainly did talk about the Weinstein thing. That was big, you know, a big headline. I'm sure that we've covered one or two other names, but we haven't gotten into to details here. So I don't know a whole lot about this particular story. I did just pull up a piece here from Newsweek. Church of Scientology influenced Danny Masterson rape investigation, according to Leah Remini, who is an actress. She's speaking out against the Church of Scientology in this case. If you want, Andrew, we can look a little closer at it. You can hang on and continue the discussion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but we have talked about Scientology in great detail here on Free Talk Live and how they have a very well-funded legal division that will sue anybody who talks badly about Scientology. We'll continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If they're around the cycle, you can get your hormones checked, of course.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Expand your brand with innovative website design.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, and enough time for you. If you dial in right now, you can get on the line with us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. With you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We had Andrew on the line listening in Detroit. He's actually tuned in online to our affiliate in Albuquerque, one of our affiliates in Albuquerque, KABQ. And Andrew, you called in about Danny Masterson. He is one of the actors from the show, I think he said it was That 70s Show. He, according to Newsweek, in a story published fairly recently, the Los Angeles Police Department and the L.A. County District Attorney's Office has now begun investigating actor Danny Masterson for allegedly raping Chrissy Bixler and other women despite overwhelming evidence, they claim. No charges have been filed. Actress Leah Remini thinks she knows why. The Church of Scientology. She spoke to the Daily Beast in a broad-ranging interview published Friday that included her pointed thoughts about the stalled case against Masterson, one of dozens of men in Hollywood and beyond who have been in the spotlight in recent months for alleged sexual misconduct, harassment, or assault. She says, quote, the captain of that department, Corey Palka, goes to the Scientology Celebrity Center often. There are pictures of him hanging at the Celebrity Center. She said, Scientology is very slick in that it's partnered in this police activities league with a Hollywood division, and every year around Christmas time, Celebrity Center International, right on Franklin, presents the Hollywood Police Department with a check for their Police Activities League, which gives back to children. Remini, who is a former Scientologist who left the church in 2013 and has been shining a light on its harmful practices with a memoir and television series, blames warm ties between the church and the LAPD's Hollywood division when cases like the Masterson rape investigation are mishandled. Andrew, is that kind of, you know, so you were just curious about about our thoughts just in general about the allegations or about how this, the Church of Scientology might be involved?
Thank you so much for doing that bit of research to bring this to light. My concern is that his show, along with his co-star Ashton Kutcher, is going to begin its fourth season, The Lich, on Netflix live streaming early in December, and Netflix is taking no action about this at all, especially in light of how they dealt with Kevin Spacey.
Now, didn't Kevin Spacey admit to the allegations against him, and then he got the axe by Netflix? Wasn't that one of the key differences here?
It may be. It may be just that, but if you look a little closer this week, there was some sort of a statement made that you cannot sexually assault your partner. And this is one of the new statements that's coming out about this.
Well, certainly you can sexually assault your partner. If somebody says no and you continue...
What they're using from the Church of Scientology, that you can't sexually assault or rape your partner.
Wow.
You know, if they're in a relationship with you, then they're a willing participant.
Yeah, that seems ridiculous.
Which, of course, we know is not always the truth.
Right.
But just that Netflix is refusing to do anything about this at all, and...
well, I mean, I can understand that. I think you got to be careful. I mean, I wouldn't want to fire somebody from Free Talk Live just because allegations were made about them. I mean, even if it's coming from more than one person.
All I'm asking is for them to suspend it until every single more information one way or the other. They don't have to care. I would have said the same thing about Kevin Spacey.
Okay, so you think they went too far?
With the suspension.
Okay.
You know, changes that we make. It's the little ones. Suspension is great.
I thought they fired him. I thought they canceled his character from the show or whatever, or that they're going to replace him with a different actor or something.
They finally did after he admitted to and
okay.
But originally it was a suspension under suspicion. And I believe for the women's sake, that's the least you can do is suspend until, you know, we clear this up.
Andrew, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I don't think I would suspend one of my co-hosts based on allegations. I just don't think that just because somebody comes out and makes some outrageous allegations doesn't mean that somebody should have their life completely upturned.
Well, that's because you yourself have been the victim of...
No, even before that. Even before that. Allegations. Even before I was a victim of those allegations,
well, I
mean, would have still...
Your convictions are that much stronger now, is what I'm saying. That you've, a lot of people say that. You know, I mean, a lot of people say, well, I don't think that I would do that. But then when put in that situation and have to make hard decisions or some, you know, they have to worry about publicity or public opinion and stuff like that.
Allegations
they
were coming
usually
out.
End up folding.
When allegations were coming out about Christopher Cantwell being a racist, I had to know for sure before I would do anything about it. And I, you know, I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to believe it. But when I saw it, I believed it. And then he had to go. But until then, I did not, you know, make a move to remove him from the air.
Accusations are not, you know.
Yeah, there's unless there's evidence or unless, as Kevin Spacey did, you know, the person acquiesces and they admit they actually committed whatever the act was that they were accused of doing, then I think it's imprudent and unfair to just go ahead and pull somebody out of their career or whatever it was that that they were doing. And I understand that things look bad, especially when you get the pile-on aspect where, you know, the one person comes out and then three more people come out with similar allegations. When it looks bad like that, you can understand why these companies are going to make the moves that they're making, because they're just trying to save face, they're trying to make it look like they are doing the right thing. But if what's actually happening is that there's a coordinated campaign against the individual of just lies, then you've just ruined somebody's career. You've been complicit then in ruining that person's career because of a bunch of unfounded allegations. So I have to say, I think people should be a little more cautious before they go ahead and cut ties with somebody that they're in a business arrangement with until there's clear evidence of whatever those accusations are. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
So we'll be watching and viewing the court-ordered anti-smoking commercials on television and in newspaper. So you remember that the last cigarette commercial was to actually they stopped the cigarette commercials. It was the Marlboro man walking away in the horse like 40 years ago. So, but we're gonna have these commercials that's gonna be anti-tobacco, paid for by the tobacco company. But so, what do you think about that? Her and following
the protocols. What do I think about the tobacco companies being forced to make advertisements against themselves?
It's really, really important. Well, how do you know about
it? Didn't this happen back in the 1990s? Wasn't there like a mega court case where they were forced to make commercials against themselves? I seem to recall that. Maybe it was in the early aughts, but a long time ago, there was something like that. There was like a multi-hundred-million-dollar, I don't know, it was like $900 million or something. I mean, I'm vaguely recalling the details of the case. Is this part of that original settlement, or is this a new settlement on them?
Well, you know what? I think this is the part of that settlement in the 1990s. What they've been doing is that their lawyers have been appealing and postponing and delaying, you know, kicking and nicking for years and years. So that time has run out. They cannot appeal and delay anymore and postpone. So now they have to air these commercials.
It's hard to feel bad for Big Tobacco because they've been so in bed with the state for so long and asking for favors and getting them and asking for regulations to put their smaller competitors out of business, to put the vaporizer manufacturers out of business, to put the small tobacco growers out of business. So it's hard to feel bad for them when the violence of the state comes back around against them. That said, I would also say that I think the state needs to get the heck out of regulating things like cigarettes and alcohol and let people make their own choices. Who is it that's smoking cigarettes today doesn't know that that's probably going to be bad for them? I mean, is there really anybody out there who doesn't know that?
One thing about it, what's exciting is that only 15% of the adults smoke now. So then if those people cut down, the second like somebody standing at the bus stop and being tortured by a cigarette smoker will be less. It'll be like less harm done to me. I have a lot of hope this is a one more step forward of people quitting.
But the problem is you're taking the money out of the people's pockets who are their customers. So it's like you're forcing their customers to pay for advertisements to try to get them to quit smoking. You're just impoverishing them even more because the companies then have to raise the price of a pack of cigarettes. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm that cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.